All hands on deck.
Aye, aye, Captain Hatch.
Hoist the mainsail.
Yes, sir, Jonas.
It's time for character building musical adventure.
Reporting for duty, sir.
Where are we headed, Uncle Jonas?
The Adventures of Patch the Pirate.
Stay tuned. There's lots more excitement.
It's awesome as Colossimus.
I suppose you're ready to find out more about the prophecies concerning the Messiah.
Aye, mate. It's a life-changing discovery to find out that every prophecy written about the Messiah was perfectly fulfilled in Jesus.
The prophet Isaiah lived hundreds of years before Jesus, and yet he prophesied that the true Messiah would even heal the blind, something that only Jesus did. And no other.
Jonas, this trip to the Holy Land was an unbelievable experience. It is such a blessing to walk in the same places where Jesus walked. I'll never forget it.
Oh, Captain, I learned so much already. I can't wait to begin the next part.
Well, let's get started, mate. Today we fish on the Sea of Galilee, the sneaky sheik reveals his true intentions, and we visit the ancient city of Jericho.
Righty ye are, Captain. And here we go, mates, with part four of The Sneaky Sheik.
Okay, mates, let's pull the net in and see what we've got.
It seems harder to pull in this time.
Feels like we've got a ton of bricks.
I think I see something.
Yes, look at all the fish.
There must be a gazillion bazillion of them.
This is more like it. Keep pulling in the net.
We'll have a fish fry on the seashore just like the disciples.
This is so neat. I feel like I'm back in Bible times.
Now all we need is a storm.
Did you have to say that, Peanut?
Me and my big mouth.
A storm's coming.
Quick, forget about the fish. We've got to get to shore. Let go of the net.
I'm hungry for fish.
Do not worry. My brother had a little restaurant.
Look at the size of the waves, PJ.
Wow, that's a big one.
Ah, that was some fish dinner. I'm stuffed.
Thank you for bringing us to your brother's restaurant, Mr. Jonah. This food is delicious, malicious.
Princess, why you not finish eating all of your falafel?
Because I falafel. Captain, could I go help Moshi water the camels? I need some fresh air.
That would be fine, Princess. I hope you get to feeling better.
Thanks, Captain.
This dumb thing won't open.
Hi, Moshi. Need some help?
Oh, Princess. hi.
What you doing with the Isaiah scroll?
The Isaiah scroll?
You know, the one in the jar.
Oh, yes, that one. Well, I was just, checking to see if the, lid was on good and tight to make sure it was safe.
Good idea, Moshi. That scroll must be worth millions.
Millions?
Of course. All the Dead Sea Scrolls must be great treasures.
Yes, of course.
But I especially like Isaiah because it talks about Jesus so much.
About Jesus?
You know, like where it says he'll minister in Galilee.
Where does it say that?
In Isaiah 9:1. And I really like it where it prophesies that Jesus will heal the blind and the deaf.
That's in Isaiah 2?
Not in Isaiah 2. In Isaiah 35:5.
But that's impossible. Isaiah was written hundreds of years before Jesus ever lived.
Moshi, Jesus is God, and God gave us the Bible.
Like a mountain high, it towers.
guess I'd better go get the camels. It's time to mount up.
Moshi, you've worked hard enough. Just relax. Let me go get the camels.
Oh, no. I couldn't ask you to do that.
You didn't ask me. I volunteered. Now, give me the jar, and I'll get us all packed up.
But it's, too heavy for you. I'd better take care of the scroll.
Don't be silly. I'm not a baby. Now give it to me. And you just take it easy for a minute. I'll fix everything.
That's what I'm afraid of.
I'll be right back.
Ah, Moshi, my son. It's so good to see you. How's business?
I don't want to be a pickpocket anymore, Sheik. These people are too nice. I want out of the den of thieves.
Now you listen. And listen closely, you little brat. You follow my orders precisely, or I'll see that you rot in a dirty jail on the backside of the desert somewhere.
For what?
For stealing. Of course.
Stealing? But I was only following your orders.
My orders? Why, I don't recall giving any orders like that.
What?
Moshi, whom do you think the police will believe? A filthy little pickpocket like you? Or a respected businessman like the Sheik? Now, what have you stolen so far?
Just this watch and a $20 bill.
That'll do for starters. Give it to me. Now, what about the jar?
Jar? What jar?
Don't play dumb with me. What's inside the jar?
Just a scroll.
What scroll?
An old scroll.
What old scroll?
The Isaiah scroll.
I knew it. I knew it. Oh, Colonel Yehuda, you couldn't out-sneak the Sheik. Moshi, just to show you that I am a reasonable man. Where are you taking the crew next?
Jericho.
In the middle of Jericho, there's a large tree.
Yeah, I know the one you're talking about.
Before you leave Jericho, hide the jar in the branches of that tree, and I'll let you go free.
Really?
That's right. Once that jar is in my possession, you'll be on your own.
Ahoy, mate.
Hello there, Captain. I trust your tour is going well.
Very well. Moshi's doing a great job.
And we just had a fish dinner to beat the band.
In fact, it beat the whole orchestra. It was just scrumptiliumptious.
I'm delighted to hear your tour is going so wonderfully. Well, I must run. Moshi, just call if you need me. I wouldn't want to leave you out on a limb or up a tree. Goodbye for now.
We need to get going too, mate.
Here comes Princess with the camels.
They've had plenty to drink. Let's go.
Everybody mount up.
Moshi, I want you to ride in my place. I'll lead the camels this time.
Captain, I couldn't do that. It's my job.
No, I insist. I could use the exercise.
Come on, Moshi. Let's ride together.
Where are we going next, Moshi?
South to Jericho.
Oh, no. Another 3-day trip. Oh. May the fleas of 1,000 camels infest your armpits! This heat makes my makeup run everywhere! Ahab, could you touch up my eyeliner, sweetie?
Oh, whatever you say, my love.
Oh, Jericho, Jericho, I'm gonna go to Jericho. I'll run 7 times around the wall, I'll blow my nose and watch them fall. Ooh.
Wait for me, Jehu.
Jump on, grab hold. I can't be late. My feet are on fire. I'm not a liar, and I can't wait.
See you there, Princess.
Yippee, we're going to Jericho.
This is Christiane with important information about all of Patch the Pirate's musical recordings. If you miss a broadcast, you can log on the web at patchthepirate.org and listen to it for free at any time. Call us today at 1-800-GO-PATCH and we'll send your family a free full-color catalog. Call 1-800-GO-PATCH.
Our time has slipped away. Come back next time, and we'll visit a 2,000-year-old tree named Olive.